As a Triple M listener, we're sure you're familiar with a Sunday session.
Profit!
Now, get ready for a Sunday session with a difference. Ow! It's the Rush Hours Sunday session, the best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
Sunday session time, Fat, and we've been in lockdown so long, I'm starting to notice a few unusual things on the streets. I'm going to tell you about them next.
Plus, Jimmy Boy, the Western Bulldogs, Alice, Killing Teeth, Keith will join us, and my magnificent hump day quiz is back.
Did he say Alice?
Yeah, Alice.
Leave it if he did. I can't believe the depths you've fallen to on the quiz. Cheating to keep it competitive.
Just call me Radio Craft Brownless, Jimmy Boy. Plus, I'll have a very good joke. Actually, they're all good this week.
But next, Fat always craps on about how he's the NRL man on our show. And yet this week, yep. I have become Newsbreaker Jim.
Jimmy Boy, or Sandra Sully, as we like to call you on the NRL. Guess what's happened?
Old Emily C. Bomb?
No, Anthony C. Bowl.
What did I say?
Well, Jim, it's been confirmed. Oh. It has been confirmed that he's been sacked. Well, this is the Brisbane Broncos. What about the flyer they put out? They said during the time that Anthony was in the bubble, he went home to see his family. He had a good think about it, and as a result, he approached the chairman, Carl Morris, last week to indicate he did not wish to continue as coach of Brisbane Broncos. Mm. The board understands Anthony's situation and has accepted his wishes to step down as coach. That is utter bullshit. No. What the Brisbane Broncos did, Jim, was sacked him.
Well, that's what I told you. Yeah, I said he was going to be sacked, and he was sacked.
Jim, he's 1.5 years into a 5-year deal.
And I told you the Dragons coach was going to be sacked, and he was sacked. I've been across this.
And what did you go with yesterday? Off air. What? You know what he told me, Ryan? Cooper Cronk is going to leave Melbourne Storm and he's going to the Roosters.
I told you that too.
Well, it happened. He was right.
Bill, I have not missed with the NRL. And you think you know everything about it, but I am ahead of the game.
Oh, see.
And I've got another scoop for you if you want to hear it.
With a coach?
Lionel Messi wants to leave Barcelona. That's what I'm hearing. Fat, it's what I'm hearing.
Well, because Lionel is only a one-name person. You know, that's it.
And Bill, but his management have sent a fax. Can you believe that?
A fax?
They've sent a fax.
No,
the top office at Barcelona saying that they do not want a trigger. $1 billion release, this is. Do you realise that? $1 billion.
So how much do Manchester City or whoever it is,
have to pay
a billion?
I don't know. How does that work, Roberts? You know more about this.
Well, it depends what his contract is. If he's still in contract, then yeah, they have to pay $1 billion to release him, or Manchester City have to reach an agreement for a transfer.
This is a 6-time Ballon d'Or winner, Fat, the best player in the world, of course. 10 Spanish league titles, 4 Champions Leagues, universally regarded as the best player in the game. He wants out.
Well, where's the best soccer played? Is it played over there or in England? Tell me that.
Well, again, off the top of your head. We defer to Bartholomew on this one. Not that we'd ever defer to him very often, but he's a soccer man in this conversation. And if, from a depth of quality of teams point of view, Rabbits?
Premier League for the depth. But, you know, Italy and Spain and Germany have all got, you know, one or two really good teams. But England, you've got Manchester City, Manchester United, Liverpool, Arsenal, Tottenham, Chelsea. So there's more depth to the Premier League.
All right. That's a lot of money. And my mail is his great mate, Luis Suarez, wants out. Coach has come in, Fat, and they don't like him, and they're all wanting out.
Who's the new coach? Anthony Seibold.
Look at old Fat with a crispy. He's happy with it too. He's just folding his arms like, I got that one away nicely.
He does. Keith, the former cricketer from 45 metres out. Keith, right through the middle.
How did he sneak down and snag one, the old fruit picker from Shepparton? Exactly. We got him on the line now. Keithy, welcome to you.
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me.
Jeez, you must have got lost if you were down that end.
Yeah, it doesn't happen too often, so pretty happy to get one on the board.
Hey, Alex, do you take an interest in just how Adelaide are going? Just see they're at the bottom of the ladder there, Norton 13. I'm just wondering if he takes an interest, Jim.
We played against them last week, so it was a strange experience playing against the you know, some good mates and things. So, yeah, I'll always keep in touch with those boys. But, yeah, hopefully they can get themselves a win before the season's out.
Fat, you don't kick a man in the pills when he's on the deck. That's not – it's an un-Australian way to behave.
Keithy isn't on the deck, Jim. He's gone to another club.
I'm talking about Adelaide. You're just gloating over Adelaide being in a crap position after he left.
No, well, because as soon as Keithy's gone, guess what? No back line. They're no good. And Keithy's running around and saying that in Adelaide on Saturday night when they play.
And how's Hub Life treating you, please, Keithy? What are we doing lockdown?
Not much. A lot of time in the hotel. Allowed to get out for walks and take away coffee and things like that. So, trying to get away from the hotel where we can play a little bit of golf here and there as well. So the boys have been playing a fair bit of golf, some surfing, but not for me, JD. Not a massive surfer.
What about you? Got Laura up there, have you?
Yeah. I've got a partner up here at the moment, which is which is nice.
It is Laura, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Why do you ask, Bill?
Well, I asked, I said, have you got Laura up there? He said, yeah, I've got my partner up here. I thought, hang on. It's good to see she's gone up there with him. But there's a beautiful story doing the rounds of how you proposed along a lovely little beach walk one night, Alex.
It was, I'm not sure this story's doing the rounds. I don't know how it's got anywhere, to be honest. But it's just a Sunday morning walk with the dog and down at the dog beach. So very, very low key, but it was just I guess trying to get it done, and that'll probably do. Bill.
Which dog beach, please, Keithy?
down at Ocean Grove. Yeah, it's not exactly your Paris of the world, but it was perfect for us.
Beautiful down there. Now, let me tell you what happened. You're walking along and there was a lot of people there. It was like Bourke Street. So you picked up the pace a bit, they did, Jim, and found a little space there.
Yes.
And he dropped down to his knee, which is very nice,
yes,
and asked Laura to marry him. And she said, give me five. Anyway, said yes. And then they went back to the car, Jim, and he had a bottle of champagne in the spare wheel compartment of the car, and they sat there and had a glass of champagne.
Is this true, Keithy?
That's romantic, Keithy.
Geez, I've got a rat somewhere here. someone's tipped on me massively. Yeah, that's pretty trite. I bought the roses the night before as well. I wanted to have them part of it, but I put them in the freezer the night before, and they turned brown. So they were in the spare tire well as well, and I still gave her the roses. So but she said yes. That was the main thing.
Now, Keithy, your season will be defined by the next two games. Good luck with both of them.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thanks very much, boys. Appreciate it.
Go on, Alex.
All right, we're in this bloody stupid lockdown, Fat, and therefore life is different, fair to say. Yes. I'll tell you what I'm doing too much of, walking.
What?
Well, I've had enough
walking.
Of, walking? Since when do you walk all the bloody time? But I'm walking, Fat, and you can only walk around 5Ks around your joint, not allowed outside that. You can only do it once a day, you only do it for an hour, all the stuff we know. So I go for a walk with Lisa, and we've got this sort of route that we walk.
Route.
About, I'd have to.
What do you have on the route?
I reckon it'd be about 9K a trip. Anyway, what I have noticed more than anything else as I'm walking around, Fat, is obviously a lot of other people walking. Yes. But, Bill, lots of people, a staggering amount of people, don't have masks on.
No, I can't believe that.
How is that?
I go for walks, Jim. And people have got masks on, everyone down here.
No, not everyone. Too many people haven't got them on. Well, not too many, but a staggering number of people. And you know what I think as soon as I see them is you're just welcoming a $1,600 fine. Why would you want that?
Yeah. But is there some rules and regulations where you don't have to if you're exercising?
Well, no, if you're running, that's different. And lots of people run in the same sort of area and bike, that's fine. No, these people are just legitimately walking around, mask.
Do you say something, Jim?
No, you don't.
Now,
you can
Karen.
Do, no, I'm not one of those.
You should do.
You know I can't stand people who are dibber-dobbers. But Bill, I just find it amazing because if they're seen by the authorities, $1,600, you're fined. Why would you want to pay $1,600? Just put a bloody mask on. I don't understand it, Bill. I know they're uncomfortable. I know they're crap to wear. I don't like wearing them either, but it's the law. Put the bloody thing on or cop a fine. I don't get it. Anyway, that's the first thing.
Well, there's a lot of Karens out there, Jim, that just like to be disobedient. Well, I just can't work it out myself.
No, I don't get that. So that's one thing. I'm not saying bad. You can do whatever you like. It's a free country, but I just don't understand.
Put a mask on.
The second one, Bill, the second one I don't get. You know, in this stage four that we're in, you know you're not allowed to recycle? Did you know that?
No.
So you are not allowed to put folded up cardboard in your car, drive to a recycling depot, and take that out of your car and put it in the shipping container and drive off. You're not allowed to do that.
Right, but so, you can at home, obviously.
Be your normal on the weekends. Yeah. But if you've got, you've just moved house and you've got a whole lot of those delivery boxes, you're not allowed to flatten all those boxes, put them in the back of your car, drive to a recycling place and put them into a recycling bin. You're not allowed to do that. So, you know what I find interesting?
What?
You can go to Dan Murphy's, where there are 20 people in every aisle, and buy as much piss as you want. That's absolutely fine. But if you try and save the planet by recycling your bloody cardboard, not allowed. How stupid that is. Like you drive up to, we've got one around the back of our joint in Sandy. You drive up there, the woman in the weighbridge is a good 3 metres away. So even if you tried to, you can't infect her with anything, or she can't infect you. So there's no problem there. Then you drive past her fat up to a massive great big shipping container with no bastard within 100 metres of you. Get out of your own car wearing your own mask. Grab your own cardboard out of the back. Chuck it into the shipping container. Get back into your own car. Drive out of the joint, back to your own joint. Not see anyone. And you're not allowed to do it. Fat.
I like that. Sucked in.
How is it you're not allowed to do that? But you're allowed to go to Dan Murphy's and buy whatever you want with another 100 people in the joint.
I don't know. I honestly don't know that one, but just throw it over the next door neighbour's fence. Oh! And put it over there somewhere. I tell you what, with how much it costs you to drop that recycled cardboard off, mate, it's not worth it anyway. How dear is it to go to those joints?
Well, this is my whole point. But because we're in the midst of a pandemic, it's not important to recycle anymore, is that it? Is that what you're understanding?
Well, we're only in stage three here. We can still do it here, but I agree with you with the non-mask. Everyone should have a mask.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway.
Any other bloody whinges?
We're about to extend the state of emergency for another year. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. We go well.
I've had enough of you two.
Actually, I'm going to Queensland.
Stay there. Good. Go up there and stay there.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
I'll tell you what we're doing here. We're getting people on social media, ask if they can be a part of the Hump Day Quiz. We're going to get to the two that are involved today. But we've had some interesting applicants. Braden Bazina, Sandy Roberts. Connor Newitt, Sandy Roberts.
Sandy Roberts.
Joel Willey, Sandy Roberts. There's lots of them. Brad Dorr, Sandy Roberts. But Bill, who have we arrived at, Fat? Who are our contestants today?
Well, we've got Dominic there from Seabrook. Hello, Dominic.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, Dominic.
How are you?
We want Bill to have a crack at saying your surname. What's Dominic's surname, Fat?
Napolitan.
What? It's D, and then we want the next word said by you, Fat Dominic D.
D. Gulgely Limmel.
What is it, Dom?
It's Diggly Elmo.
Diggly Elmo, Fat.
Yeah.
Oh, tickle me elbow.
Yeah, pretty good.
All right, Dom, are playing against your great mate, Naif, who joins us on the phone. Hello, Nath.
Yeah, boys.
All right. Now, how do you and Dom know each other, please?
Both play cricket together.
Oh, hello. Where do we play cricket?
Altona North.
And any good, either of you?
Go all right.
Extraordinarily tough game to play, Nath, cricket.
What's Dominic? What's Dominic do? What does he bring to the table?
Medium pace bowler.
Oh, no.
Of course he is. He bowls little outies.
Little dibbly dobs. Yeah. What about you, Nath?
Just a little bit of right arm fast.
Oh, right arm fast. What do you send them through at, please?
You know, low 80 mile an hour.
Oh, I love it. All right, Fat, you ready to go? I am the judge as to who gets in first. You obviously scream out Dom or Naif.
Question one on Billy's Hump Day quiz.
No, we've already had the intro.
Who is currently leading the Coleman medal?
Dom.
Dom.
Tom Hawkins. Say the answer, Dom.
Yes, Tom Hawkins.
Where are you, Dom? You're in another country or something.
No, I'm out for me 1 hour of freedom that I get a day.
Well, just stop
bloody
somewhere,
answer
please.
A bit quicker, yeah.
Righto.
Tom Hawkins.
Righto.
33 goals, too. He's going well, big Tomahawk. Question two is an audio, and I need to know something after this.
Long high ball forward through comes. Take all the ground, young man. On the left, he has kicked another one. Magnificent.
Dom.
Oh, Dom.
Dom.
Mozzie.
Are you accepting Mozzie?
No, I'm not.
Righto. So, Nathan, over to you.
We can't just say Mozzie.
Irving Mosquito.
Irving Mosquito. Yes. Jeez, now, Naif, I don't know if you picked up on it. It was an exceptional bit of calling. You just heard.
Oh, magnificent. Yeah,
well
done.
Nice, Naif. Righto. One each. Righto, Fat.
One each. Number three, name the only Aussie star playing in the NBA playoffs. Today.
Who's the only Aussie playing in the playoffs in the NBA?
Tom.
Tom.
Ben Simmons?
No.
No.
Naif?
Naif, if you want, he plays for the Utah
Free
Jazz.
Throw at the stumps.
Joe Ingles.
Joe Ingles.
Well done.
Naif, question four.
Number four. Which Collingwood player has left the Queensland hub to go to the Burt?
Naif?
Steel side bottom.
Steel side bottom. Fat, she was over before it started, this one.
No, I'm going to give Dom a chance here.
Oh, hello. All right. Even though it's 3-1 in a five-question quiz.
This is worth 2 points if you get this. Dom, you got to tell me who this is, okay?
Not washing your hands that one time, forgetting your mask, not wearing it properly, hugging someone who's outside your household.
Brett Sutton.
Brett Sutton. That's as obvious as the nose on your face, and it's not helping Naif, who won the quiz fair and square.
No, no. Dom's back in it. 3-all now.
All right. Who am
more.
I?
He's become into this sex symbol, Jim.
What?
What was that sentence?
He's a sex symbol, Brett. People are loving him. The housewives out there are loving
him.
Dig
that out for me, just how he said that sentence before, please, Bartholomew.
Yeah.
All right, so here is the decider, even though Nate's won.
So you can jump in, okay, whenever you want, but it's a who am I? I have won 2 AFL premierships. I play for Richmond Football Club. I am unable to play footy at the moment. I kicked the first goal of the 2020 season. Oh, shit, I'm running out of time.
Wait, my nickname?
My nickname is Titch.
Nice.
Yes, Naif?
Naif.
Tom Lynch?
Shane. Did you say Shane?
Tom
someone?
Lynch, he said.
Dom.
Dom.
Yes, Dom. He's got a
Shane Edwards.
No, that is despicable. Naif,
Dom's won it, Jim.
Naif has won the quiz fair and square, and you cheated, and now Dom's won.
Little swivel, snap towards goal. Listen to this. Yellow and black, we're from
Tigerland. Brownlow medal, all Australian premierships. This man's done the lot, and we love him. He joins us on Triple M Footy. Trent Cotchin, nice to have you on the Rush Hour.
Hey, boys, how we doing?
Hey, good, mate. Now, listen, we couldn't get up to Darwin for obvious reasons, but I did that game for 7. Loved every second of it. How was it to play the Dreamtime game in front of such a passionate crowd?
Yeah, it was pretty unique for in some cases, but very special in the same. It was bloody hot as well.
Yes.
But, I think it was a special occasion for our Indigenous boys, but our footy club as well. Obviously, it's been a big part of – it's a big part every year in our calendar, but to be up there and celebrating it – with an amazing crowd that were just so excited to have us there was very special.
Yeah, very passionate, weren't they? Was it up there with the Dreamtime Games at the G, Koch?
Yeah, different, certainly different.
Bit
not
different.
As loud. Obviously,
yeah.
There wasn't, you know, 80 to 90,000 there, but certainly special. Yeah, I felt as though there was a real vibe around the spiritual part of, you know, what makes footy great, but also the connection to the families, the cultures and the people up there. Obviously, a couple of the boys from our footy club grew up and spent a lot of time playing footy at that oval or around that area. And, it was a really nice experience.
I am with the people who have said, not every year, because obviously commercially the MCG, as you just said, 80, 90,000 is a big lure, but maybe once every 3 or 4 years, Koch, to send it up there and have that the spiritual part of that game really, rubber stamped by playing it in Darwin, I think would be a great result. Lots to talk about coming out of the game. I want to ask you about Noah Bolter. You lost Alex Rance, of course, the best defender in football, and left a massive hole in your footy club. You may have just filled it with this young bloke. Jeez, he's impressive.
Yes, he is. He's a weird unit. That's for sure. His growth this year's been outstanding, and you know, I think it's a credit to him and his appetite to learn and grow in the role that he's been playing, but also the guys that are around him, and probably even so, Dave Asprey, who's obviously had a challenge with getting his knee right and getting back on the park. But I think it's his attributes. You know, sometimes he looks beaten. His ability just to spring up and get his body in the way somehow is pretty special.
He reminds me very much like Alex Rance. Now, speaking of Alex Koch, two questions here. Was he going to be The Bachelor before pulling out of that show at the 11th hour? And two, I hear Caro last night saying that a comeback is on the cards for Alex Rance. And have you spoken to him? Have you seen him?
A couple of big bombshells, aren't they?
Yeah. They are.
Probably would have been the only time I'd ever watched Bachelor if he was on it. and a comeback, well, it's the first I've heard of it, but I'll tell you what, if he is coming back, I'd probably prefer him to be in our team than anyone else's team. But no, I don't know anything about that. I am due for a catch-up, which is obviously via a phone call these days, but I'll fill you in once I hear, all right?
No, you won't. And how's hub life going? All right, you settled in okay?
Settled in okay. I'm pretty lucky. I have the family here at the hub, so a little bit different to some guys who have either left them at home or are waiting for them to arrive in the next little phase. But, it's different, but the sun's out. We still have an opportunity to head down for a swim and so forth. And, I'm feeling for the people in Melbourne that are locked up in their coop at the moment.
Yeah, like us.
No, like us. That's it. We appreciate that, Koch. Now, tell us who's been among the Tigers the hardest to contain in the hub. Is it old Two Phones, Marby or Chole? Which of the young blokes as the captain, you just got to hang on too tight?
The big daddy, particularly after a few good performances, his head started to wobble a little bit. But, and he spends a lot of time with young Shea Bolton. And I know he's a bit of a quiet assassin, but we like to get into him as well. His head's wobbling around a little bit at the moment, particularly after getting the award on Saturday night. But the best one to watch is Camden McIntosh. He literally has a schedule for every day, because if he doesn't keep himself entertained, who knows what he'd get up to. It's concerning. He does a bit of DIY when he's back home, but hasn't had the luxury of doing that here. So, we're trying to... He was rollerblading the other day. I don't even know what he was doing, but... Who at 20, mid-20s goes and buys a pair of rollerblades? I don't know. And I reckon he spent a good amount of money on them too.
No. I saw that. It was in a garage. And if Dimmer saw that, he wouldn't play him. He's going to break a leg or do a knee. It was unbelievable. So, Koch.
Great to speak, guys. Thank you.
Our next guest has played 9 games for the Pies and been impressive in defence. He's almost ready to play again after what Luke Darcy would describe as...
He's had his splint shit open. Sorry, let me start again. He's had his shin split open.
Please welcome, from the Collingwood Magpies, Isaac Quaynor.
What? I haven't heard that before. What's he on about, the Duke? Bringing the brand of Triple M footy down as we get our man in, Fat. Pick 13 in the 2018 draft. Highly, highly touted young footballer who's made a good start to playing senior footy with the Maggies. Isaac Quaynor, we call him IQ here. Welcome to you, IQ.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, now, let's get straight to the big stuff. How is the leg going? We all saw the injury, and, of course, as I understand it, when you get a split like that right across the shin bone, the healing can take a bit longer than maybe in other parts of the body. How's that all going?
Yeah, definitely. It's been a painful last 15 or 16 days, definitely. First 10 or so days, I basically wasn't able to do anything, so it was a pretty slow first 10 days of recovery, but over the last 4 or 5 days it's really started to get a fair bit better, and I've started to get moving and started to get a sweat on, so aiming to be back hopefully in the next couple of weeks or the next week or so, but we've just got to tick it all off with the docs.
Hey, how many stitches did you have, IQ?
Good question. So it's one long continuing stitch, so it's basically one stitch, but the doc said it would have been 30 stitches if it was done like a normal stitching process, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah. So nobody was sure what happened, Isaac, because you went down, but then everyone was slow getting off the ground, a real slow walk. So we weren't sure, but it was obviously the boot start of the Sydney player. And you knew straight away what had happened?
Yeah, well, I was kind of in a bit of shock as well. Like when it first happened, I kind of looked down at my shin and just assumed it was going to be like a little graze or something like that. And I looked down and my shin was half open. I could see my bone. So it wasn't an ideal sight. I was probably just more in shock initially because you don't expect anything like that to happen on a footy field. So yeah, it was a freak accident, but yeah, what can you do?
How painful, IQ?
To be honest, not too bad. I don't know if it was the adrenaline or I'm just as tough as nails. I don't know what it is. I was actually all right. Like, I kind of stayed pretty calm, I thought, and actually wasn't too bad.
So you'd appreciate us talking about it because you wouldn't be sick of people bringing it up all the time.
it's a good start-up of a topic of conversation, for sure.
Now, your mum, Kate, she's a music teacher.
Yeah, that's correct.
Can you play any instrument at all?
No, it's a funny one because obviously four boys and none of us play any instruments at all. It's pretty tragic, to be honest. So my mum tried. She tried hard. She got my brothers played, I think, a bit of violin, piano. I played drums for a little bit. But as soon as, you know, footy and basketball came into the picture, everything musical went out the window. So, yeah, unlucky for her. But, yeah, she's a pretty talented music, I guess, teacher and person herself. She can play a few different instruments, and we got a few instruments lying around the house. So if I ever get bored, maybe I might pick up a guitar or a piano or something like that and give it a crack.
And what about your dad's incredible background, mate, from Ghana, which is on the west coast of Africa? Have you been over there in your time? And if so, how was that? Tell us a bit about your dad.
Yeah, so I went over there when I was – I've only been over there once. So I went over there when I was about 11 and had – spent about 6 weeks over there, and my whole dad's side, his family is over there. So I got to meet my grandma and all my aunties and uncles and cousins, which was super cool. And I kind of got to live the lifestyle a little bit as to what he lived as a child. So it's kind of a bit of an eye-opener, definitely looking back. But I was probably a little bit too young. Like, I don't remember too much of the experience. So over the next couple of years, once the borders start opening up, I'll definitely look to head back with dad and experience it all over again.
Mate, it's a nuts part of the world, that, and one we know so little about. You go from sort of Guinea down through Ghana and then Cameroon and, you know, down to Kinshasa, where, of course, the great Ali form and fight happened. But that west coast of Africa, we know so little about here.
Yeah, it doesn't get too much talking, does it? But no, it's a lovely part of the world. I'm very fortunate to be able to spend a little bit of time over there and kind of get a little bit of that real cultural experience as well. Not so much a touristy vibe. I get to really actually be immersed in you know, my family and what they do. So, yeah, pretty fortunate, definitely.
31 million people live in Ghana, Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, I don't even know.
That's your contribution to this discussion, is it? Just going to roll out their population.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of bloody people.
That is a lot of people, yeah.
Thank you, Bill.
It's a packed place.
Hey, we can't wait to see you back out there, mate. We loved watching you in those early games, and great to hear that it's not too far away for you.
No, I appreciate it, guys.
We all know a bloke who thinks he's funnier after he's had a few.
Now that I'm a joke meister,
this is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
Ah, Jim, you'll love this one. My girlfriend invited me over to meet her parents, Jim.
Yes.
Before we went over, she let me know that her dad Graham, was in a car accident and had his legs amputated at the hips, Jim.
Right.
Apparently it was a very sensitive issue and I was not to mention it.
Right.
When we arrived, a dad greeted us at the door. Not seeing the wife anywhere, I said to him, g'day, Graham. Where's the other half?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, come on.
Oh, Jim. Come on.
That's not nice. Just pointing out the fact that he hasn't got any legs.
No. Fair dinkum, Jim. Fair to say I got off on the wrong foot.
Yeah. Oh, no.
This has been the Rush Hour Sunday Session. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.
I feel good.
Triple M.